Would you now give a very warm welcome to Rabbi Uri and Rebbetzin Ina Korshin?
Shalom, dear friends, shalom, dear congregation. It's such a big joy for us to be at home and to celebrate this Shabbat and to celebrate this great high holiday Sukkot together. It's a really great joy for us. And I want to say thank you to everyone who prayed for us and who supported us during our time in Ukraine. And it really means a lot for us. And I know that the Lord, He answered the prayers. And as many of you already know, that we went to Ukraine to do our work on visas and to visit our family and to ministry and to serve in our congregation in Nikolaev. So, and everything was great and the work was done on time. But when it was time to come back to United States, on our way from Nikolaev to Kyiv on the train, our documents were stolen at night. And it was, you know, tough experience. It was a crime. And unfortunately, police and the train men who work on this train, they refused to help us. And so it was a very hard experience. And we had to start all the process from the beginning and to work on our documents again. It's a strange sound here. And it was all the process from the beginning. So it was a kind of situation in our lives when you try to find something good in it. You try to think, must be something good, and you try to find it with all your heart, with all your faith, and you actually can't because and you can't because you can't come on your working place on time, your child can't go to the school on time, you know. And so what to do? And we decided to do our best and to spend this time in ministry. And praise the Lord, it was really blessed time because Rabbi Uri, he preached in 5 congregations in 3 different cities, and we also spent time with Rabbi Viktor Vilensky and Nadia, and with Alexander Papazov, you know him very good, and with his wife Sarah, and we spent a lot of time with Rabbi Valery, who now is Rabbi in our congregation in Nikolaev, and with his wife. So we had bar mitzvah, we had tefillah. So it was really time full of blessing for congregations, and all this was possible because Lord was with us and because of your prayers and your support. So it really means a lot for us. So thank you so much, and we are really glad to be home.
So, I just want to say a few words. When we returned from Kyiv, when we lost our papers, documents, so we came to the synagogue. Already we said goodbye to everyone. They prayed for us. They sent us. So, when we came back and I came to the stage and said, so, this is what's happened. We will stay some time with you. You know what was the response? It was not. I'm sorry. It was. Oh. But it's so good to be home. Really, thank you so much for prayers and support on us. And really, it's our family here. It's our home. I just want to say a few words, and I will let Rabbi David to speak about Sukkot. First of all, this is a tough experience. And if you think about Sukkot, one of the hardest lessons in Sukkot, the Lord commanded to us, rejoice during the Sukkot. To have joy in Sukkot. And if you look at this holiday, what kind of joy you can have in Sukkah, in this booth? Usually we rejoice when we have new building, when we purchase new car, or have promotion in the work. But what a joy to go back and live in the booth and remember the shameful story of 40 years in the wilderness. It's not a great story, it's a shameful story. It's full of joy because of the presence of the Lord. But this story full of mistakes and sin and problems in the lives of Jewish people. So it looks like it's not promotion, but it's going back in remembrance. And this is, I believe, one of the hardest lessons of Sukkot. Find the joy in the difficult times. Find the joy in this life. Because we like to have every time victory in our life. We like to have easy ways. We like to have predictable time, you know. We plan to come and we come. We came, so, oh, we are here. But life is different, and such is life. Sometimes you have plans, you have your future in your between your eyes, before your eyes, but reality sometimes is different. And this is, the lessons from the Lord, to find the joy and to find the fellowship with the Lord, to find the place of relationship with Him, not only when everything is good, but when you lose something, when you don't have something, when you lose, not win, but lose something. And I believe when Yeshua stood up in the temple in the last day of this great Sukkot celebration, do you remember what he said there? He said, everyone who is thirsty, he's not just said, but he's cried about it. He cried with a loud voice, everyone who is thirsty, come to me and drink. And I believe this is the key for our joy. This is the key for our faith. Everyone who is thirsty, come to me and drink. So this is small experience in our case. It was not the joyful time. It was not the easy time. But you know, the Lord has the answers. Only He has all the answers. What's interesting that we received our second visa on second time. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it was Happy New Year for us. We purchased our tickets one day, the same day in the morning before Yom Kippur, Judgment Day. So the Lord decided to bring us here. And we came home one day before Sukkot. So thank you for your prayers. And I believe it's only because of our prayers and because of His will. Thank you so much. We love you so much and so glad to see you. Chag Sukkot Sameach.
We're so glad you're back. So glad. I want to share just a couple of thoughts about Sukkot that connect to what Rabbi Yuri and what Rabbi Zanina were sharing about. There's a passage in Nehemiah chapter 8. You might want to turn there if you have your Bibles with you. And it speaks about a time when the children of Israel had come back from captivity and they were being renewed and revived, among other ways, by the reading of the Word. You see, the Word can restore you. The restoration of hearing the Word and putting it into practice is part of revival and renewal. And it tells us in Nehemiah chapter 8, that in verse 13, that on the second day, the heads of the fathers' houses of all the people, with the priests and the Levites, were gathered together. And Ezra the scribe, in order to understand the words of the Torah, and they found written in the Torah, which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in Sukkot, in booths, during the feast of the seventh month, and that they should announce and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go out to the mountain and bring olive branches, branches of oil trees, myrtle branches, palm branches, and branches of leafy trees to make booths, as it's written. And so the people went out, and they brought and made for themselves booths, each one on the roof of his house, or in their courtyards, or the courts of the house of God, and then in the open squares, and so forth. And it says that it was a sacred assembly, but it says that there was very great gladness. And I was thinking about this custom of building a sukkah on the roof of a permanent house. And it gives you two pictures. You're living in the permanent house, but on top of it, you put the impermanent to remind you of who you are and where you've come from. Not only that, but who you still are. You still are the people that move through times of difficulty and times of trial. You're still the people who can't fully depend on their own power because they know they depend on the power of the Lord. Now, if we say that we depend on God, but we don't actually need him, then we're not really depending on him. Somebody said, everybody wants a miracle. Nobody wants to be in a circumstance where you need a miracle. So Sukkot is a time of humility before God and God's humility before us. The next thought I want to share with you is from Revelation chapter 21, verse 3. And the writer says, I heard a loud voice coming from the throne saying, look, or behold, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. This is one of the most important proclamations that heaven has to make from the throne of God, that God does not want to just live in heaven. He wants to live with his people. He wants to live with us. And so it's not only we who have humble circumstances, it is God who chooses humble circumstances. He could have done it another way, but the way he actually does it is he comes down to dwell with us. And he lives not only among us, but he lives within us. And we all know the dark places in our hearts and in our souls, don't we? Can you imagine that's where the Lord is living? He's having to coexist with us when we're all nervous and anxious and upset, when we're in distress and despair. He's still maintaining his peaceful, calm, faithful presence inside of us. That's his humility. And he simply wants to give voice to his position to us, that we might listen to him and not to all the other voices all around us, that we would find our peace with him. So Sukkot has so many meanings for us. In light of what we read from Nehemiah, we're going to go outside. We're going to go under the sukkah. We're going to take with us lulav and etrog. And we're going to give everyone who wants an opportunity to take hold of branches and to wave them before the Lord or shake them before the Lord. I have studied the exact, correct, and proper procedure and found out that for every rabbi and every group, there's a different perfect procedure. And some people have a like this gentle shake, you're like, shh, shh, shh. And some are like barbaric. But you will be given an opportunity to explore how to shake your lulav, shake your etrog. So we're going to go out there together, and we're going to say a couple of blessings together, and then everyone who wants can take time. And as well, we have some refreshments in the Shalom Center. You can go in and get refreshments. You can bring them out as well. If you brought a snack with you, you can eat it under the sukkah. That's fine too. And we're going to take a little bit of time to fulfill what the scripture says, which is to dwell in the Sukkot that we build all around us. So I want to thank Rabbi Yuri and Rebbetzin Nina and David for coming back. Thank you for coming back and for persevering. Thank all of you who have been praying and been supportive and generous for them. It's made a big difference, and I encourage you to talk to David as well and find out about his first few days in his new high school, Mandarin High School. He's doing quite well there. So already glad to be back in school. You know he's a special young man if he's glad to be back in school. So he can encourage you. But we're going to have some wonderful time tonight, and then I encourage you, come back tomorrow, even if you didn't plan to. Come back, join us for the picnic, join us for the celebration, and after the lunch picnic, we will have games for the kids and different activities, and it's going to be a lot of fun, good fellowship, and we will have lots of cookies and desserts as well, and a great time just to connect with each other. So we're going to close here just by leaving and going to the sukkah, which is in the space between this set of buildings and our Shalom Center. And you can go out through these doors, and you can go out through the other side, but I want to ask you to take your stuff with you. Don't leave things here. And we'll meet out there in just a few minutes, and there we'll conclude everything. So, see you there.